From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, you're good. You're so kind. We got a great show for you today. We got actor Liev Schreiber from the movie Wolverine. He's going to be joining us later on. We're excited about that. Yeah. Before we begin, though, this week, just a warning. It just so happens, I happen to have a bad cold this week, and I just wanted you to know, oh, wow. I've never seen 500 audience members simultaneously back away. That was... Hello? Okay, well, you can't transmit anything down a phone wire but your voice. So give us a call, the number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Tisha Temple from San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Tisha, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you do there in San Antonio?
I'm actually a study abroad advisor.
A study abroad advisor? People come to you and they want to study abroad. You tell them where to go?
Pretty much.
That's cool.
We've been steering them away from Mexico. But,
yeah. Well, Tisha, great to have you with us. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe and the author of the forthcoming book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Tisha.
Next, the woman behind the syndicated column Ask Amy and an author of the memoir The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Tisha.
And finally, writer, director, and comedian and bon vivant, Mr. Paul Provenza.
Hello, Tisha. How are you?
I'm good.
Tisha, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time?
Okay.
Carl Castle right here going to recreate for you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice and your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Okay.
All right. For your first quote, everybody brace yourself for the Vice President of the United States.
I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that you're going to Mexico. It's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft.
So that was Joe Biden. He was kind of stepping on his boss's message of don't panic when he was advising Americans on how to deal with what?
The H1N1 swine flu.
Oh, she's Whoa. Good. Oh, she's good.
Whoa.
Well, whatever it's called, America is going nuts about it. So the Obama administration tried to calm the waters. They told us just, you know, be careful, just wash your hands, take normal precautions, don't worry. Then Joe Biden went on the Today Show on Thursday. And he said, well, here I will try to summarize the famously long-winded Veep. He said, ah! We're going to die! Now, the White House, this is great. After Biden told everybody, don't travel on planes, don't travel in subways, don't get anywhere with other people, the White House immediately clarified the comment. They said that he said exactly the opposite of what he actually said. It's as if they were not aware of the invention of videotape, you know? Like, we can replay it, guys, but no.
Okay, but don't you love how out of control he is? It's because, like, President Obama is so controlled and so careful, and Joe Biden is just, is like the annoying little brother, you know?
Yeah. No, he's more like the drunk uncle at the wedding, actually.
Pull my finger, yeah.
Later on Thursday, the administration announced that Mr. Biden had to leave the country to attend the funeral of the Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key. And was pointed out that Mr. Key had not died. The White House said, well, he was looking a little pale, so they were sending Biden there to wait it out.
How was he going to get there in an unconfined space?
He was going to ride in the wing. Yeah. All right, very good. Here is your next quote, Tisha.
I am a Republican, and I'm going to run on the Republican ticket in the Republican primary.
That was somebody speaking just a couple of weeks ago, saying, no way, no how, never, no way, would he switch parties and become a Democrat? Who switched parties and became a Democrat this week?
That would be Arlen Specter.
Yes, wow. He's a Republican senator for 30 years. But he saw which way the wind was blowing, mainly toward doing Viagra ads next to Bob Dole. He realized he couldn't win in a Republican primary, so he decided to become a Democrat. His press conference about this switch was very refreshing. On the one hand, he told the honest truth about his motives. On the other hand, the honest truth was that he was willing to betray all his friends to save his skin. The Democrats, as you would expect, were delighted, as this means they're that much closer to the unstoppable 60-vote majority. Republicans were also delighted because, although they are sliding closer to oblivion, at least in oblivion, they will not have to listen to Arlen Specter. Interesting things about Arlen Specter. I did not know this until this week. He started as a Democrat. He was a Democrat back in the 60s. And he switched to the Republicans for the same reason, because he couldn't win the Democratic primary, so he became Republican. here's another little bit of trivia, and this is true. Kennedy assassination conspiracists are all very upset about the single bullet theory. This is the idea that one bullet managed to kill JFK and end up in the car and hit John Connolly. That was Arlen Specter who came up with that.
Which explains why suddenly he went back and to the left.
And then and to the left.
Tisha, here is your last quote.
We are celebrating 100 days of America going down the drain.
That was Fox News' Sean Hannity earlier this week giving his interpretation of all the buzz surrounding what?
President Obama's 100 days in office.
Yes, it was, as many said, a Hallmark holiday made up to sell news magazines, you know. Fake hype. But just like Valentine's Day, everybody is too scared not to go along with it. The White House decided to embrace it with the president holding a press conference to describe his accomplishments, passing the stimulus bill, passing a new budget, bailing out the auto industry, causing the sun to pass through the skies exactly 100 times since his miraculous advent. For the next 100 days, Obama has promised to start on health care reform, and he has also said he will cause our crops to grow and provide us with a bountiful harvest. Carl, how did Tisha do in our game?
Tisha was great, Peter. Tisha, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Tisha, congratulations.
Thank you.
100 days, 100 nights, and no one man.